Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
What's up, everybody? We have a new type of podcast right now. It's me and Jay, and we're two different types of people, two different marketers, introvert, extrovert, high energy, very calm energy. But I think this will be a good mix of marketing advice, at least. We have something in common that we love marketing. We talk about marketing way too much. Yes. It's kind of a crazy thing that we do. But yeah, Jay, what do you have to say before we get into the first topic?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this collab because we do have a passion for marketing, but we do come at it from two different kind of angles. And you've built a tremendous community and you have a certain vibe with your community. And I have a little bit more of a little crazy. And so I think that being able to share these tips and ideas related to specific marketing topics could be really cool. So I'm excited.
And then I think the first topic I want to talk today is webinars, webinars, webinars. But the first part of webinars is how can we promote the webinar? And you're probably the king of webinars, king of events. So I'm going to start with you and give a tip to the audience of how to promote your webinars.
I think one of the coolest trends that we're seeing that's actually really having an impact on performance of registration for webinars is this idea of being upfront about how long your webinar is. Webinars in general, you say the word webinar, it basically equals boring. Nobody really wants to register for a webinar anymore. So what we've seen is that if you promote your webinar and say, this is a 30-minute webinar, you put in the subject line, the headline, the landing page, people will be like, okay, I know this is going to be epically boring, but it's only 30 minutes. I can give it 30 minutes on my calendar. A lot of people don't want to give an hour. So we're seeing in the data that registration rates are surging when you're actually being super upfront and having your webinar be promoted as 30 minutes or even less. So that's been cool. What are you seeing?
First of all, we should have said this before the podcast. This is a 5 to 10 minute podcast. But one thing I think is a underrated thing is looking as your guests as the distribution person, as the distribution network. I think a lot of people look at different marketing channels to promote their webinar, like email, paid social, sponsors, and other things. But I think one of the best sources is finding guests that have already built in distribution that you can tap into to get more new people into your audience. And the key to that is being really great at giving them the assets to promote so that they don't do the heavy lifting. So I think a lot of people mess up on that and they choose some rando and then they have to do a lot of promoting themselves. So I think if you're trying to get more and more people, at least have one person that has a good distribution network that you can tap into.
You know, building off of that, I think people are too nice, right? So if your company is going to have a webinar, or you're going to have a webinar and you invite a certain guest, the big benefit is the guest giving you that content, but also their network, to your point, them promoting it. And a lot of times the company will be like, and hey, please share this on social if you get a chance or whatever. I don't believe that's the way. I think you have to be like, listen, if you're going to be a part of this webinar, it's good for you. It's good for us. You need to do this. We need you to put it in your newsletter. We need you to put it on social. And it's a little bit more of an aggressive posture. And I understand that that's a little bit somewhat off-putting, but you are providing a value to the person who's speaking at your webinar. You should get some of that value back, which is tapping into their network. So I think kind of changing it in your mind a little bit and making that a priority, to Daniel's point, I think is key.
I see way too many webinar titles being very ChatGPT and boring and nobody wants to come to it. You have to make it like a subject line. You have to make it appealing. You have to make someone want to come into that webinar. You got to make people crave that information that you're going to give, and you don't give it away in the title, because if you give away the whole webinar in the title, it's just like a headline. If you read the headline, they already got what it is. They don't want to come. You got to give them
a tease to what they might be getting in this webinar, and you don't give away all your goods up front.
We saw some really interesting data that just came out that showed in your webinar, the title of your webinar, if you actually start it with a number, it increases registration rates by over 20%. You know, the 7 pitfalls to avoid in HR, you know, the 9 things all SMB owners should know, whatever it is, because that number at the start of your webinar title tells the person, here's exactly what you're going to get. It's authoritative. They know it's going to be worth their time, and you're going to actually learn something specific. So little things like that, to Daniel's point, a lot of times people are like, oh, our webinars are doing terrible. They don't work for us anymore. But a lot of times it's because you're not focused on some of the littlest tactics that can change the outcome.
When you're promoting, say, the webinar on social, don't just be like, come to our webinar. Have something interesting, like a meme or a video or something fun to promote it. I see so many boring posts out there when it comes to promoting. And I also see the number one thing to get someone to the webinar is get something and a post or something with the most attention to drive people to the webinar. So what I like to do is do posts that will get a lot of attention in the feed and then add CTAs to those posts that say, hey, we're having a webinar on X, Y, and Z on this topic. Why don't you come? And if you make like the post pretty similar to what the topic is going to be, to say like the topic is B2B content marketing, your memes about B2B content marketing, you give a couple content marketing tips in that talk and add that CTA to your LinkedIn post, you will see so many more far registrants if the post is getting more impressions than you trying to just post an image, a boring image of your webinar and try to promote it on social.
Yeah, and take the time. Anyone who comments or likes on that post, the post that's about your webinar, I know it may feel like a pain in the butt to do it, but have someone in your organization take the time and DM them a registration link to the event. Every single one that likes or comments on it on any social media platform, because they're raising their hand. They're like, yeah, I'm pretty interested, but they may not go that final step and register. And that is the subset of people. They are at that finish line and you can get them across that finish line. So while it may take a little time, it's really, really worth it.
I think also another thing for webinars is people try to go, let me segment this list to be so segmented because I think this group of people will like this webinar. But instead, the way I think of it is your title will already be the segmenting of the webinar. Email as many people as you can that don't email just say like plumbers if it's like not a plumbing webinar. But I'm saying so many people, let's say your thing's about B2B content marketers and you're only going to email content marketers because you want to be so niche with that targeting of your email and your email. I say just like ads, use the title as the targeting and just email a whole list. Most people are going to be interested.
It's a top of the funnel tactic. It just is. I mean, somebody that's registered for a webinar doesn't mean they have total intent on going after your product or service or whatever. So make a great title, have some speakers that will resonate, and then go after your entire population. Because there's a lot of people, they attend webinars to better themselves, to learn about a topic they don't know about. It's not necessarily become a further expert in that topic. So to Daniel's point, yeah, send it to everybody and make sure that it's a top of the funnel tactic.
One thing I think you do really well, and I think other people should do, is have something secret or something that you will give away in that webinar that you can tease in top of funnel that if they attend, they will get X, Y, and Z. I think that is something underrated too, because there's so many webinars out there. People want to come for something. They're taking time out of their day to do something. So it either has to be way different than everything else in the market, or they're getting something of value, or the speaker. So it could either be the speaker, it could be the topic, or it could be that they're getting something for free. But you have to have something that's really appealing, and having that extra, you might get a free this when you come to my web, where I'm only emailing the first 50 people who register. This is a way, great tactic to get people to come.
Listen, it's basically the B2B marketers are ripping off, you know, gift with purchase. And it works so well. Like when you go to the mall and you buy cologne, they say, if you buy it, you also get this hand cream. Like, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going to buy it. Same thing with webinar. If you promote it, and that's the key, you have to have it in your promotions. You say the first 100 people to register will also get our tip sheet on whatever, or everybody that attends will also get the guide to whatever. You're incentivizing them to participate in the webinar, and people want it. They want that content. So whatever we could do to drive that interest is what we have to do.
Well, everybody, that was our episode one about us ranting about some webinar tips. We're going to go into more some webinar tips in the next episode. So stay tuned to the next episode. We're going to do this weekly. Me and Jay spit some tips about all marketing, but webinars are something we're really key on right now. So stay tuned. Also subscribe to Do This, Not That. Jay gives great tips about email, everything you want to know about marketing, and the Market Millennials, if you want to listen to some great guests talk about cool things about marketing. Thank you, everybody.
See you later.